Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Your first experience of going to be playing in a tournament like this. Are you excited for it? What are you looking forward to, or do you know what to expect, or how are you looking forward to this?
Of course, it's exciting, you know, playing against younger players, because last couple of years I played against men, so now it's like a little bit younger boys, but it's good, good team right now, so why not?
You had options for this year. You could have, you know, stayed home and played. What made you sign your contract and come to North America?
I don't know. I think it's a good place to be here. You know, Finland, they had one team, so it's 16 teams in Liga, so I decided to come here.
So last time you played with guys your own age, was that just the World Juniors?
Under 18.
Okay. How big of a change is this for you to be competing with guys your own age here?
Of course, it's a little bit different because all the structure and everything is different. So smaller rink than in Finland, so it's a little bit different.
How did you spend the final 6 weeks of your summer? You know, you had to prepare for the combine, you had the draft, development camp. What did you do after that to really prepare for the season, since you didn't have a whole lot of time?
You know, I tried to improve my physicality, and I want to be faster, so I trained hard. And last couple of weeks, I trained with Joki Haru, so it was really nice.
When you got to development camp, you ended up having that scrimmage, you're playing with each other. What's it going to be like? You know, there's going to be a lot of fans here, and you're going to be playing another team, and it's going to be not a three-on-three tournament. It's going to be a real game against another team. How interested are you to see what that's going to be like?
It's going to be fun because it's been a while since we all played a game, so it's going to be fun, and yeah.
You're training with Henry back home, you said?
What?
You're training with Henry. Are you back home?
Yeah, last couple of weeks.
Invite you to
yeah.
What would you take away from those few weeks, that little head start you got?
Can you say again?
What would you take away from training with him?
I don't know. It was a little bit different because, you know, he knows how we train here, so it was a little bit different than normally in Finland, so it was nice.
Did you know him before this past couple of weeks, or did he introduce himself to you?
After the draft, he called me, and we, you know, talk about something, after draft, yes.
So what did you learn from him working out with him? You said it was a little different to be with an NHL player. What did you take away from that?
Not like one thing, like small little tips, not like a big thing.
Is it meaningful that he would reach out and invite you and do that for you?
What?
Did that have meaning to you that he reached out to you and wanted, you know, you to come and train with him and stuff?
Yeah, of course, it was nice to get, you know, invited to train with him because you know, he played a lot of games in NHL, so it was nice to, you know, compete with him.
You won 5 first round picks on the ice out there. Does that help you? Maybe you see them now. Maybe see where you might fit in. Looking at the other guy. First round picks that are out there, and see maybe where you can fit in.
It's always nice to, you know, watch you know, top players, because everybody is a different type of player, so they did some things differently. So it's nice to, you know, watch some tips from them.
Part of signing and coming over to North America this season, you may end up going to Rochester. You know, you might start there as a pro. How much did you ask around about Rochester, the Amerks? How much did you really look into that aspect of coming over? And, you know, if you play there, what you can get out of it for your development?
What do you mean, like?
Of course, you had met everybody from Buffalo. You came to development camp. But yeah. If you play in Rochester this season, they had a new coach. I know you met Michael. But Did you ask other guys about Rochester, their experience playing there, and maybe try to learn more about that part of, you know, the opportunity?
Yeah, of course, something I asked because new coach, I met him at the dev camp, so I liked him. He coached USA under 18, so we played against each other, so yeah, I know something.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.